Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Surrender. I keep thinking surrender is like someone giving up, right? Throwing up the flag, the white flag in the middle of some sort of war, saying, okay, you win, I give. That is what we've been taught, what surrender really is. But when I look at surrendering to God, I look at something totally different. I look at surrendering my control and my pride. Lord, I surrender my life, my breath, my thoughts, my words, my deeds. I surrender every emotion that comes in to my body, into my mind, and I capture it and I make it obedient to you. I surrender everything to you. And at this moment, as you know, and some of you may not know, some of you may be new listeners and welcome to the family, but I am in a state of surrender multiple times a day because all of that sounds great, doesn't it? Lord, I surrender everything to you. But then we have to practically do it. We have to put it into practice. That's what that practically do it means. And most of us don't know how. Again, God had me prepare for this moment, had me getting up at 5 a.m. to devote myself to Mary, to help myself go to her so that she can take my petitions to Jesus, so that she can intercede for me, being the mediatrix of grace. I am also going through this entire process and with my soul, mind, and body capturing every thought, making it obedient to Jesus, living in the 24-hour day as we take every moment with him. I have to surrender. If I don't, then I am going to be in a world of hurt. I am going to be that emotional juvenile. I will not be able to take control of my emotions and to surrender to God and be faithful and just trust that he's got this. Even though I cannot see the path, I do not know the way. I am absolutely forced to take it day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment. So right now, my father should be having a chemo treatment, the second stuff to attack the lymphoma. But there's this virus that just keeps going higher and higher in his blood work, and they're saying it's a little risky here. We don't want to give him this chemo that is probably going to attack him even more and have this virus go crazy and spread even worse. So it's a day-by-day surrender. And then on top of it, as you know, I am not a big fan of the medical establishment. I believe that they do not want to heal people. I believe that people are on treatment and on drugs with no end in their refill sight, right? They are on these drugs for life. because they're not healed. They're just dealing with symptoms. It is a money-making extravaganza, this whole drug, hospital, insurance, Medicare. It's ridiculous. And of course, it's all tied in with the government, the FDA, and all of these other corporations. And the non-for-profits, all of these organizations that are supposedly helping with cancer research and all this kind of stuff, money laundering stuff everywhere. Now, I'm not saying that your Aunt Susie or your Uncle John, who happen to be nurses and doctors, are not legit good people who want to heal people, who are taking loans out to learn the AMA medical history and all of the procedures and protocols. They want to do good. It's not their fault that they're being taught how to make people kind of sicker and more dependent on drugs. Anyway, so yeah, I'm now looking at them suspiciously, because all of a sudden, out of the blue, we want to do another CT scan and kind of get a baseline of where we're at before we go down this chemo, which I think is a great idea. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's brilliant. You should do a baseline before you introduce something that may absolutely go haywire. But we had these exams, these tests, I should say, less than 30 days ago. So I just look at it and I say, gosh, this is just another money-making scheme. Let's make sure we get these tests out of this guy. Again, I might have a conspiracy theory eye, and I will tell you, there's a reason, because all of the conspiracy theory things that I've ever talked about or have ever brought up on this podcast, which has been a lot, has become true, not a conspiracy theory. So yeah, I look at everything with a sharp eye, and I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my heart. So, surrendering is not giving up. It's not saying you win life, you win world, you win horrible situation and circumstance that I'm in, you win horrible person who's abusive to me. That's not what surrendering is. Surrendering is checking ourselves. Checking who do we think we are? God? Or are we his creation that really needs to depend on him? We need to be more dependent, not independent. Exactly the opposite of what this world has told us to be since we've been little kids, trying to be adults, trying to do things on our own. And then we create all of these ideas of who we are and what we have the power to do. And we've got to revert back to a child. We've got to go back to God, unlearn everything that we've learned, and surrender our lives, our actual breath. Like, Lord, I give you every breath. I surrender it all to you. You need to do this also for your health, everyone. Because if you're in a situation where you're angry or you're frustrated, it can consume you, especially if you're resentful against someone. It can consume you. And when it does, your cortisol levels are shooting through the roof. Your nervous system, there's a parasympathetic and an empathetic. Oh my gosh, I'm not saying these two right. Don't write those down. They're not correct. But there's an empathetic and a parasympathetic system in our bodies. And when we can relax, which I'm just talking literal, chill out, sit on a freaking chair, put your head back, allow your shoulders to come down from your ears, go ahead and listen to my mental prayer recording. That should help. That's for those who are on my Soul, Mind, and Body membership group on YouTube. Do anything to just relax, relax, relax. Because when you relax that system, it goes to the next system, which will then help your body to chill out so that you're not raising your cortisol and putting yourself into this fight and flight, fight and flight, fight and flight, fight and flight mode numerous times a day. That's why you're so tired. That's why you're getting up in the middle of the night with your brain on fire and you cannot sleep. You've got to retrain your body. You've got to retrain your mind. This is, again, the soul, the mind, and the body. You got to be aware. You got to fight the fight. I listened to Father Ripperger's video about holiness and the spiritual battle. I mean, they go hand in hand. So let's surrender. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we take a big, deep Holy Spirit breath, and we ask that you come into our mind, our body, our soul in a huge way, in a zealous way, in a forceful way, that you fill us with peace and joy and love so that today we can be little Christs, not only to ourselves, but to everyone that you put in our path. Help us to surrender control. Never give up, but surrender what the world lied to us about, that we should be independent, that we should rely on ourselves for everything. We come to you with childlike confidence every day, and we give you our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our very breath, our very life. So that you, just as in the readings today, you will give us the words, you will give us the thoughts and the deeds that we need to do, so that the Holy Spirit can truly live through us and comfort us during the times when things aren't going so well in our life. Always and everywhere to give you thanks. We want to thank you for our faith, Lord, because without our faith, who knows what kind of situation we would be in ourselves. So we love you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, with all of our soul, and we surrender our control, our pride, our very life to you. Mary, grab our left hand. Holy Spirit, grab our right. Guardian angel, guide us and lead us. All you holy angels and saints all around us, please help us to hear the messages, do God's will, and also fight, the spiritual war around us. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Surrender. Never giving up, never giving up, but surrendering and having faith that God has got this. I gotta tell you, everyone, I feel very, very stuck. Like, I feel there's nothing I can do. And that's a horrible feeling. So I give it to God and I say, well, there's nothing I can do, but there's something you can do. So I just have to keep practicing, put it into play in my life. That's what I want you guys to do too. All right, everyone, find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and surrendering day.